Several times a day, legislative leaders meet in Governor Cuomo's offices for private negotiating sessions. Each time, they say they're closer to forging a deal, but not quite finished yet. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver.
We are continuing to make progress, and hopefully there'll be white smoke soon.
In recent days, new issues have been added to the spending plan. Some are related, like new tax breaks for the middle class, including an increase in the child tax credit and the extension of middle class tax reductions, as well as a tax increase on millionaires. Senate Republican leader Dean Skello says the tax breaks will total $700 million.
There are huge pro-business, pro-family tax cuts.
Many of the new tax breaks under discussion would not fully take effect until 2 or 3 years in the future. They would in part be financed by the extra taxes on the wealthy, and those would be extended from the expiration date in 2014 into 2015. It's unclear whether the additional surcharge on the rich would be made permanent or would eventually sunset. Speaker Silver says he's open to a permanent extension.
I could do everything permanent. I can do everything at a sunset.
Lawmakers are also discussing a 3-year plan to gradually raise the state's minimum wage to $9 an hour. That topic may seem only tangentially related to the budget. In original proposals, the cost of the wage hike would be borne by businesses. But according to the Buffalo News, the final budget deal could include refundable tax credits for small businesses. It would use taxpayer money to make up the difference when the minimum wage is increased. Still, other topics under discussion seem totally unrelated to a budget plan, including easing of the state's drug laws to lessen penalties for public possession of small amounts of marijuana. That would address problems with New York City's stop-and-frisk law, which has led to misdemeanor convictions for people carrying small amounts of the drug for private use. Speaker Silver acknowledges that a final deal could include a ban on bath salts and synthetic marijuana.
We will enact something of that nature that we're talking about.
As the day wore on, it became increasingly clear that lawmakers were not going to meet their self-imposed deadline of finishing the budget by March 21st. They said they were likely to continue voting on budget bills into the weekend. Senate co-leader Jeff Klein, who heads the Independent Democratic Conference, says it will be at least Friday now before bills can be voted on, and it could go on even longer.
As long as it takes, I will be here.
While the new fiscal year does not begin until April 1st, lawmakers want to be finished before the Passover and Easter holidays start on March 25th. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.